About to experience the Mega Power Hour featuring Michael John and J-Rock. You can reach Michael John at his Twitter page, and it is at Captain Hugs, and you can reach J-Rock at his Twitter page, and that is JamesJRock36. And please don't forget to visit our Twitter page at Mega_Hour, and listening to this podcast will enhance your knowledge of sports, sex, pro wrestling. Well, maybe it will enhance your knowledge of sex. I don't really know. And please do not forget to leave us a 5-star frog splash review. Enjoy the show.
It's been 2 weeks. No, it's been like 3 days since our last show. I don't even remember.
It hasn't been 2 weeks.
No. What are we doing? I'm only contractually obligated to 2 shows a month. What are we doing here?
It's been a week.
A week.
Well, yeah. Since our schedules have lined up, we might as well just knock them out until we take another 2-month break or something. So.
I don't want to take another 2-month break. I missed you.
Okay, okay, Lisa Loeb.
I don't.
Yeah. I missed you too, but you know, I don't know. Well, our schedules aren't lining up. You know what I mean? So, it happens in life.
I was like that meme going around, you know, with the Wolverine holding that picture, like missing that person. And when you turn the picture, it was J-Rock for me.
Oh, yeah. Is that really a thing?
Yeah, it's a meme. I'm sure you've seen it before. I'll point it out.
All right, cool.
And then I would like look at your Twitter page. And I'm like, oh, he can tweet, but he can't do a podcast, huh? Dick.
Yeah, it seems like. Yeah, I mean, hey, man, it is what it is, you know. You get burnt out on something, you know. So then,
I was like, he's probably talking to other guys, I'm sure.
Take a little breaky poo. Talk to myself, bro. That's it.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
We can get some guests lined up later on to talk wrestling and stuff. And there's a few of them that like DM me and said they want to be on the show. So. We got to make that a priority.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They want to talk wrestling?
We want to talk wrestling.
All right. That's cool. I can talk wrestling. It was a big big week for wrestling. We'll get into that later. So we'll – hey, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good.
Good. I saw your plate. It looked carbalicious. What did you have, like 4 dinner rolls on your plate?
Yeah, I'm a bit – I like bread. I like rolls. it was really good. A lot of, like, I don't know if people do you eat that morning? I don't eat, bro. I don't eat anything, you know.
I eat breakfast.
You eat breakfast Thanksgiving morning?
Yeah.
Okay, well, see, like, I just you know, have coffee or whatever, and I just wait until it's time to eat until the food's ready and everybody's there.
I mean, I get that strategy. I do. I get it.
Because, you know, it's just that one time of the year. And another, like, you know, at like, you know, work companies or whatever, they throw a big meal before Thanksgiving. What's the point of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because at your work?
I don't know. I don't. You just, that's the one day,
right?
You know, I don't want to. You wait all year, you know, pig out with your family and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't really. I know it's kind of ironic that I'm saying like, oh, I'm skipping meals and stuff before Thanksgiving, but actually, I am.
Well, I mean, like I said, I get that strategy. You know, you're saving yourself some calories and you're making yourself super hungry for all the good stuff that's on the table. I mean, I get it. So, yeah.
And like my folks were like, hey, before you leave, you know, they got a stack of these like foam to-go plates. And there's and it was like, they said, we don't want any leftovers. So like me and my brother, my youngest brother, we're making plates, you know, and I gave him a good 10 minutes to make his plate, right, and get out of my way. And so I go back and I take the rest of the deviled eggs, you know. There's only three left, right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I want deviled eggs. I'm like, bro, you've been over here for 10 minutes. Come on. Like, if you if you wanted them, you would have took them, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's crying about me taking the eggs. I'm like, Snoopy, look, that's just how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, every plate that – because I made, like, two plates. I made, like, one plate for me, one plate for my woman, and then, like, I made, like, an appetizer plate and a dessert plate. Like, I won't messing around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my brother was just trying to match me on every one of them, you know? And he got up and went to the bathroom, and, like, I'm in the living room, and I thought of something. And I told my woman, I'm like, I want to go get that stack of – styrofoam plates that my mom's got. I'm just gonna like fold them and just stack them all the way up to the top, just be in, you know, just freak them out.
Mm-hmm. Did you do it?
No, I kind of did, but like I was too busy laughing about that idea. It was like funny in my head. Back around the kitchen and see that big stack.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, yeah,
well, it sounds like you had a great Thanksgiving.
My folks can throw down, bro. They can cook. So, yeah.
Yeah. My sister,
she made the baked mac and cheese and it was bomb. So, yeah.
There was no baked mac and cheese at my Thanksgiving this year.
No, that sucks.
I don't know what happened to it, but I went to my grandma and grandpa's. You know, it's a classic going to grandma's for Thanksgiving. They do it up big. They make a hell of a turkey and food and everything. And every time I walk in, they're always like fighting with each other because I don't know something. But anyway, ended up good. There was one point where everything was going great until I said, hey, grandma. Where can you pass the coleslaw? I love coleslaw. I eat coleslaw once a year at Thanksgiving. Oh, I forgot to make it. I was like, really? Forgot to make coleslaw. How do you forget to make coleslaw? So I pouted for a little bit, but then I got over it. I was like, you like coleslaw? Yeah, you like coleslaw.
Yeah. I've had some bad coleslaw. But yeah, I mean, I do like coleslaw. I like a certain. So,
right.
You probably don't like, to be honest with you, but
yeah, you said you like it's sweet down in North Carolina.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, what'd you eat? Did you just eat like turkey and that was it?
No, I mean, for me, I ate quite a bit, like, turkey, of course. There was ham. I had some ham. There was some, like some kind of corn there. It was super good. Scalloped corn is what it's called, I think.
Scalloped or skillet?
Scalloped.
Scalloped corn.
Yeah. I had some baked beans.
Oh, like, Mark would like Mark like that.
Yeah, I like to put, yeah, he would. I like to put baked beans like over my turkey. That is so good.
Yeah, that's definitely some Mark activity right there.
I think, yeah, maybe. What else did I have? I had, there was no deviled eggs. I would have had some of that.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
Somebody's slipping at your Thanksgiving get together.
Yeah. And then the time, like my grandpa has this nice flat screen TV downstairs, you know, but he doesn't have high def, and, you know, having to watch the Bears on Thanksgiving is kind of like going back to like 1995, you know, like the players are not as clear. It's just so weird. My eyes are used to high def television now, and he doesn't have it for whatever reason. Right. And he can never get the damn thing on. He can't, he's got Dish Network and he can't work that. And I try to work it and make it worse. And it's, so I had to end up watching a lot of the game while I was eating with my phone propped up.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
It was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a really boring game.
I mean, if you weren't a Bears or Lions fans, I have no idea why you watched that game.
It was, you know, people are football junkies anyway, you know, but no, it was a really bad, that was a bad game. It was awful. Yeah. Boring game. It was, I don't know. I had money on the game with a coworker, so I won.
Oh, nice. Was he a Lions fan?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I kept like, come on, bro, we suck, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They did. They had a chance.
Hey, man, Andy Dalton looked pretty good.
I should say what you want, but Dalton looked all right. He looked all right to me. I mean,
yeah, he did. Let's see. And Robert Quinn is going nuts this year.
Yeah, there's a big apology list for Robert Quinn right now, and I just want to say I told you so.
Well, I got to say I'm sorry to him too. I mean, he sucked last year.
Well, he was hurt. He was hurt last year.
I didn't know he was hurt. Was that like a thing? He was hurt?
Everybody knew he was hurt.
Why didn't I know?
Because it said he had a case of that drop foot or whatever it's called, and he couldn't get off the line.
Damn.
So.
What?
Yeah.
How many sacks does he have?
He's got 11.
He has 11?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Man, just imagine if Mac was still playing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that does kind of suck. But, you know, I did a little questionnaire, like how many more sacks you think you'll get. I went with like 13 and a half. I want to say 15. That would be a 15 number to have for sacks.
I would
sacks.
Go along the lines of 15, 16. I think 13, if he's already got 11, is a little low.
Well, I said 13 and a half. I mean, because injuries come up and, you know, like they'll start double teaming them because they're not double teaming Mac, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't mean he's sandbagging by any means. You can still get tackles for loss, you know, in the backfield and in pressures and all that stuff. I was just – where like, our leading sack guy in the franchise history is, like, Richard Dent, right? It's, like, 17 and a half.
Yeah.
So
– damn, he – I don't know how many games we got left, but he has – I mean, he has a chance to break that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great if he did. Then all these people were saying that trade him at the trade deadline and get maximum value, and he was an awful signing. They can eat those words.
Mm-hmm.
I was just being modest with the sack number. 13 and a half is a great number. When's the last time we had someone to get 13 and a half sacks? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
So 13 and a half would put him in, like, top four of the franchise sack for a year, sack leaders for a year or whatever. So
what did Mac have, like, 6 or 7 sacks before he got injured?
I'm not sure. I think so.
Somewhere around.
He had 12 and a half his first year with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want people to eat all their words about Robert Quinn because he's a hell of a player when he's healthy.
It's kind of funny. Like, when he takes off his helmet, it's kind of like, dude, do something with yourself.
Man, he don't want to. He's just one of those old school scrappy kind of players.
He is. He don't give a shit. I guess I respect that.
Yeah, yeah. I do too. I think he's got, you know, he's got like, he signed a 4-year deal and people were complaining about it, you know. And, Leonard Floyd, he had a good year last year and he's not doing so. I mean, he's doing all right now, but, you know, they traded for Von Miller. So what does that tell you?
I don't know. I think the Rams are in a little bit of trouble. I mean, they've traded away just about everything, and yeah, they have a decent record. But do you think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
I don't.
You
think
got,
so.
You got Stafford as your quarterback, so maybe not.
He's okay. He's better with the roster he has, just because it's a better roster. But I don't see Matt Stafford lifting the Lombardi Trophy at any time in his career.
It might, yeah. I think you're right. So,
yeah. And can I comment on the back to the Bears just for a minute, and then we can move on from football. the report from patch.com saying that Matt Nagy was going to get fired regardless after the Thanksgiving game, okay, turned out to be false. And then everybody and their mother was running with, well, the report came out, so the Bears are backtracking and they're not firing him and everything like that. It's like, I don't know how you feel about this, J-Rock, but it was kind of like, to me, it was like, okay, it was a false report. The Bears never had any intention of firing Nagy in the first place. They can't control a false report if it's let out. I mean, what did you want? Like, why are you blaming the McCaskies for a false report that came out?
Where did the rumor come from initially? What site did you say?
It's patch.com, and like I was like giving them shit about it, and why would somebody break a story to patch.com? Who is that? And
yeah,
there was some sports podcast thing was like kind of a dick to me about it. Like, his name is Mark Conkle. He's won awards from 670 The Score and some other thing, and he is a reputable source and everything like that. And I was like, well, I've never heard of him, so I don't know.
I think a lot of these like sports analysts or whatever you want to call it, want to be professional sports guys. I think they just make up a lot of stuff and believe it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? They just mm-hmm. make stuff in their head and then they want it to be true. And then they
right.
just like I wasn't buying any of that stuff, you know.
No. Like the and another thing is like why would they make Matt Nagy leave his family on Thanksgiving and just to fire him anyway, no matter what?
It don't make any sense to fire him after the Thanksgiving game. Why not fire him after the last two games?
Just let him go at the end of the year, you know.
It makes and there's a lot of talk ramping up right now. Jim Harbaugh, and he's been putting the beat down on Ohio State right now, currently as we speak.
Yeah. I don't like Michigan.
Well, you know. Anyway.
Yeah.
We can go on from that. Did you get any kind of Black Friday deals? Did you go out into the crowd?
I tried to get a PlayStation 5 and like GameStop said they're gonna drop some PlayStation 5s, Black Friday, blah blah blah. So, you know, I was first one there and I was thinking, well, this don't look good, because if they had PlayStation 5s, there'd be a line right now. I went in and they're like, oh no, we had about 10 of them yesterday, but we put them out last night and they sold like on Thanksgiving Day. I'm like, what? But your ad says today. I'm like, well, yeah, we know, but we just put them out. Like, how in the hell am I supposed to get a PlayStation 5? How?
What I want to know is, it's been a year, right?
Yeah. Over a year.
And it's not that you can't, it's not, I don't know. I can't understand it. So explain it to me. How come they don't have enough in stock?
I don't know if it's like a chip shortage or what, because, you know, like car dealerships are having trouble getting new cars because some kind of computer chip that's made in China or Japan or something like that. And,
okay,
they're having trouble making enough. Like,
I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, I guess, but
here's a alternative. You can go to game stores and get a Nintendo 64 Rumble Packs and get games.
You can?
No, you can. That's the alternative. PlayStation 5.
Look, I would get that. I don't think my kids would, but that was some of the best times of my life was Nintendo.
You just
64.
Tell the kids. You just tell the kids that they're gonna take it and they're gonna like it.
Mm. Yeah. Here you go, kid.
Here you go, kid.
But our buddy Mark has been on the hunt for me. For a PlayStation, and he's Facebook marketplace and everything like that. And we think we have one secured. It's going to cost me about $700. But I think I got it secured. Mark is a trustworthy friend. So I'm going to PayPal him the money. He's going to pick it up from her and then he's going to mail it to me. So Mark, thank you so much for all the due diligence you have done for me and my child.
All right. That's, I think I said this to you before off record, but like I'm kind of glad I don't have kids because they're demanding a PlayStation 5 for $700.
I know, but it's like for somebody that doesn't have a parent, but even though I bet you would understand this part, is like Christmas is just different. Like they ask for something, you want to get it to them because you know you want to see that smile and that glow on their face when you give them a gift and they love it, and I just want to make Christmas special for my kids as you know as long as I'm able to, you know. So no matter how old they get, that's what I want to do.
Right. That's I get it. Yeah. But that's a lot of money.
I know it is. I know.
A lot of money right there. Especially like new phones and all this other crap. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I got the other three for like their big gifts or like Apple Watches, and that's not near the amount of what a PlayStation 5
I ordered a smart watch. A big time Apple one. It was like a cheapo, but I ordered one off the Walmart app, so I'll have it here in maybe a week or so.
I kind of want an Apple Watch. I've kind of resisted, but I kind of want one now for whatever reason. I don't know.
There's a few people in my crew that have them, and I just don't know how. Like I like and like my wrist. Like I, you know, we work with our hands, so I don't know how I would feel about a watch being on my wrist and kind of constraining me a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just don't like that feeling because like I have to put my hands in like certain places that are like kind of like tight fit. And I don't have to take a watch off every time I got to go in there. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I used to wear a watch like all the time. Like, and if I forgot it, I felt like naked without it, but you know, but ever since like the phones, you know, they, you know, you just look at your phone and there's the time, you know, it's like, I kind of just stopped wearing one, but
right.
And Apple Watch does so much more than just tell time though.
Yeah. So I did get a couple of Black Friday deals. I got a phone from my chick. And, cause the last time I got her phone was like 4 years ago and she's like all, you know, spoiled about the latest phones and whatnot. So I got her a better phone with a better camera, more memory. And I went to that toy store and they were having a sale, and I bumped into this like this Kiss poster frame thing or whatever, and I was like, is this for sale? They're like, yeah, everything's for sale. I'm like, well, kind of like up against the side of the counter. I didn't know if like somebody, you know, you're putting it aside for somebody,
right?
And so it was like $40, but it like it's they was like, "Well, I'll give you half off. It'll be 20." I'm like, "All right."
Oh, those guys give you deals all the time.
Deal, and, you know. I was like, "Yeah, they do." But like that certain person behind the counter didn't know me from Jack. There was like, there's other people in there that know me and to negotiate. But yeah, you know, that was my Black Friday. Like anything, I ordered an air fryer too. So. Healthy living coming up. Yeah.
There you go. A new J-Rock. Did you get your woman? Is it an iPhone?
No, she's a team Android.
Ah,
I was trying to convince her to switch to iPhone, but she doesn't want to. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll just get you an updated version of your phone, a newer one. So yeah,
I love sending a text message and knowing the damn text went through, you know.
Yeah,
like you text your woman, you say like, you know, something, and it doesn't say delivered on it.
Right. Yeah. I get you. I understand. Yeah. I understand, but you know, it says what she wanted, whatever, and I'm the type like I can't let the present hide. You know, until Christmas, I'm like, I got to give it to you right away. You know, it's just like eats me up. So
you gave it to her already.
I gave it to her already. Are
you going to have something for her to open on Christmas though?
She hasn't opened it like try to, you know, start it up or whatever yet. But no, like we don't really, I mean, we do the Christmas thing, but it's not like a million gifts. It's maybe like one.
Oh, okay.
Cause her birthday is this month. It's in December. So like, it's like a kind of like a double, you know, hit. It's like a double whammy. So
I got you.
And so I go back to work 2 days, and then like I got 5 days off, and that's around her birthday. So we're just gonna, you know, we rented a hotel, got a hotel room out of town. So
okay, well, that sounds nice. All right. Well, any more Black Friday deals for you?
No, that was it.
Okay. What's been going on? You had a bad sports night.
Last night, it was pretty bad.
Yeah. What happened, buddy? I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, where did we start? So, UNC got screwed over last night by their rival NC State. It was going to happen. I knew it was. I saw it coming a mile away. But, they were down, got the lead and got a 10-point lead, and then they dominated all the way to like the minute and a half of the game, and then they choked.
Uh-huh.
And then there was some calls there. They did an onside kick, and it didn't like it went 10 yards. And they didn't even, like, question it. Or, like, as soon as the kicker hit it, it was, like, it was right in his crotch. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Kick that he was running with. It, you know, come on. You can't, like, really? Is that legal?
No.
Then there was a pass. There was a roughing the passer on us that really wasn't. And I know we gave up a busted play, and it was going to happen. So it sucked because we had had the control, and then they just fought a dumb way to lose.
Right.
And then Duke is good. Duke is for real.
Mm-hmm.
That's another sad thing. But hey, they beat Gonzaga last night, and Gonzaga's number one in the nation.
Oh. I'm sorry about that. I could care less about college basketball.
I kind of hoping they're peaking early. You know what I mean? So hopefully that's true.
You know, Coach K always gets those good players.
Oh, UNC is awful in basketball. I gave them in the last three games I watched. They've just been a terrible effort. So mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty bad.
How's your buddy's basketball team? How's Oscar's basketball team?
Oh, I don't know, man. Like, they lost the last couple times, but they won. They lost like two games. We lost two games, but I don't know.
Oscar been pretty quiet about it.
It's like Duke is just kind of running away with it right now. Oh. But it's early on. He's not obnoxious. I got another friend that's a Duke fan. He's very obnoxious, you know. So that's a bummer. But I always last laugh, so I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it.
Right. I get it.
Yeah, I got drunker and drunker.
Yeah, well, last night was a pretty good sports night for me. The Bulls won. I won some money on the Bulls. They were favored by 8.5, and they won by like 25, 26, something like that.
Like you have like legal betting apps, right?
Yeah, I do. Iowa's great.
Yeah, we can't bet here like that. Oh.
It's so fun. Like, and you know what? I don't like bet a lot of money, but it's enough to like, if just some random, you know, Buffalo Bills versus New Orleans Saints game, like I'm invested in it, you know, like I put $100 on the Bills, and they covered the spread like nobody's business. So it's like, I won some money.
So like, how much more did you get out of the $100 bet and they covered the spread?
I don't remember. It was about $200 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your Bulls are doing good, and so are my Hornets. We basically on the record.
The Hornets have – the Bulls are like 13-7 now or something like that.
We're 13.
Are you really?
Yeah.
When's our first meeting? No.
Yep.
Where at?
I don't know where it's at. I'm not sure. We played the Rockets tonight. That could be a trap game. They're horrible. And
the Bulls lost to the Rockets. I was disgusted with that. Like,
yeah, I think the Bulls are a better defensive team than we are, but we can score like nobody's business. I think we're second in the league in points scored right now. But we don't have a guy that can play. We don't have a big that can play defense. You know, you kind of need that.
Yeah.
But we got LaMelo Ball, and that kid is pretty damn good.
You know, as much as I did not like Lonzo Ball coming out of college, and it was only because of his dad. His dad was so obnoxious. And, like, when he was on the Lakers, I was, like, happy that he sucked, you know. But
yeah,
that he's, you know, he's really – he's a good basketball player.
Yeah, but you said he was better than LaMelo, and he's not. It's not even close.
Well, that's – I only state facts.
That's not a fact, though. But their father, he's actually a genius. I mean, if you think about it, the dude supports his kids, and he hypes them up.
I know, and I was thinking to myself, and, you know, of course, I don't hate him anymore because he's on the Bulls, but it's like, why was I mad at him?
Yeah, because like, he said he would beat Michael Jordan one-on-one.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's why. And he was just kind of a loudmouth about stuff, and he's kind of cooled down a little bit. We got their other son right now, and he wants him to, like, play starter minutes and stuff with the Hornets. I'm like, bro, that's not going to happen yet, man. Like, I know you love your kid, but right now it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I know Kobe White is coming off the bench for the Bulls right now. So
like, he is, and you know what? He had a decent game. I think he had like 20 points last night, but he's kind of lost in the shuffle. And if the Bulls were to trade anybody, I would be okay with them trading him.
I would take Kobe in a minute, especially come off the bench and like playing with LaMelo, because he just makes everybody better around him on the court.
Yeah.
Like his floor awareness is just elite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's just getting his, you know, his basketball legs back underneath him. So it's just kind of like, you know, maybe I should give it some time, but I like that Ayo Dosunmu or whatever his last name is.
Uh-huh.
He played for Illinois last year, but he was, yeah. So oh God, look at us talking about basketball now.
Yeah, I mean, you guys take interest in the Bulls when they don't suck, though. That's different. Like, I've been a Hornets fan when they suck.
Well, there's nothing like, I would turn a Bulls game on and they'd be down by like 20 points in the first quarter, and it's just like, and that was just like constant. I was like, God, this is awful.
Yeah,
I think
it would be a good game Monday. We'll see who wins. I think it'd be a good game, honestly, but.
Yeah, you want to put some cash on it?
I don't know. I mean, probably, maybe.
$10.
I mean, like, we beat the Knicks and the Warriors and the Wizards. Like, we beat all these good teams, and then we lose to Cleveland. I don't know how to take them.
$10.
All right, fine, whatever.
I'll Apple Pay you.
Apple Pay. All right, so, yeah. All right, next subject. I think we're done with that.
Yeah.
You want to take a break?
Sure, let's take a break. And we'll come back with the Captain Dating Adventures.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, yo, Paisan. It's a new pizza place in town. I'm here to tell you all about it, okay? It's called Goodfellas Pizzeria. It's former mob bosses that went on straight and narrow. And they got nothing else to do. So they want to make pies for you and your families. But don't come in here and give us no. Because we'll give you a right back at you, okay? Don't come in here and give us no mother attitude, okay? You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to come in and give us no mother attitude, okay? And don't come in here ordering pineapple on a mother pie, okay? My mother didn't come from the god old country to have some pencil neck geek order pineapple on a mother pie. Don't go on the internet giving us bad reviews either. We will find you and we will break your mother head, okay? We will take you in the alley and break your mother head. All right. Enjoy the pies there. Goodfellas. You.
Hey gang, the holidays are approaching, and we know you're probably wondering, what kind of drink can you have that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside and like a kid on Christmas Day? But we got news for you. The people that brought you Huggins Hard Seltzer have brought you Huggins Hard Cider. And oh golly, it's just the best hard cider ever is. It's clean and crisp and picked from the Huggins apples of the Huggins tree farm. He probably made his kids pick them, but so what? That's how you know it's good. So whatever you're doing, any kind of activity outside, fire pits, smoking the cigars, whatever basic white people do, have yourself a Huggins Hard Cider. And you still moan when you drink it.
Hey, yo, there. This is Tony Pepperoni from Goodfellas Pizzeria. And I just wanted to say, you know, thanks to everybody out there for the ad. We got a lot of business from these guys. I mean, we didn't think it would be, you know, much of anything. And then these guys are pretty damn good. They got us some business. They got us some opportunities. And we just want to say thank you. And thank you, everybody out there, for, you know, happy Thanksgiving, you know. We don't have traditional Thanksgiving over here. But, you know, we got Italian Thanksgiving, you know. And my brother brings his wife over, and she don't like gabagool. Like, are you kidding me? Who the don't like gabagool? Gabagool is delicious. Get out of here. You're gonna ruin Thanksgiving over some gabagool? Oh geez, she's the type of broad that puts raisins in the baked mac and cheese. Get out of here. But anyway, hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving, guys.
When you're feeling hungry, you don't want to mess around with a quarter pound meat sandwich. Instead, eat the new half-pound roast beef sandwiches. 8 ounces of thinly sliced, tender roast beef. And if you really want a quarter pound of beef, that's cool. Just eat half of one of these. Arby's, we have the meat.
New sponsors, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Might be a Verizon, but, you know.
Yeah.
We've been out for a while, so
that's you know. True. We're lucky we still have sponsors.
Very lucky.
Very lucky. So so I went on a
hold on. This segment we got to introduce this segment here.
Right, right. Okay.
All right.
You gonna do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time for Captain's Dating Adventures. Will it be score or will it be not? Okay, man, let's hear it.
Let's see. Oh God, I just was getting a million text messages. I'm sorry. Stop. First off, this was an appropriate date, okay? And first off, this woman, she is she's very attractive, she's very nice, and she's very sweet. And everybody's saying, "Well, why is she going on a date with you?" So I met her on Monday. We had dinner and we had a couple drinks and. We had great conversations and everything like that. And, you know, and I was a gentleman. I didn't try to make a move. I didn't try to just, you know, nothing, even though like, of course I wanted to, but you know, it was like this woman is she's got her shit together. She's a good person, you know, and like that's the more along the lines of what, you know, I should be, you know, looking for, you know what I mean, J-Rock?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, we're having dinner and I'm like telling her my silly jokes and she's laughing at me. And I'm like, you don't have to pity laugh me, stuff like that. And she just went along. I enjoyed my date with this woman. Her name's Tracy. Hi, Tracy. If you listen to the show, I doubt you do, but hi.
Did you tell her you had a show?
I did.
That's how you open up, right? Is that how you open up?
That's how I get all the chicks. I'm like, hey, I've got a podcast.
Hey, no, I'm part-time bartender and podcast host. How's it going? This is the theme music going in our heads right now.
Holy shit, that's so funny. Okay, so immediately, you know, the question is, oh, what's your podcast about? I'm like, and how do I find this podcast? I'm like, like,
what did you tell him? Oh, it's mainly about me talking about my junk.
Okay, so that's the,
my
co-host
kinda... don't want me talking about my junk, and so we just have arguments about it.
So yeah, so it's like, well, it's, I was like, I've always been a fan of like Howard Stern, you know? So it's like, we talk about sports and sometimes sex and pro wrestling. And I don't know if I'm more embarrassed to say sex or pro wrestling. So it's like, and she's like, oh,
take yourself the whole air, and the cartoon music comes back into play. Yeah. We host a show about pro wrestling.
With pro wrestling and sex. Pro wrestling and sex do not go hand in hand, by the way. So, but yeah, so, you know, let me see. So, you know, had a time where she had to get going. She had to get up early for work. And so, you know, we went outside and it's like, that's always like the awkward point. Like, okay, like, how are we going to end this? And like, she's such like a good person. Like she was like, we were texting. She's like, I don't make out on the first date and stuff like that. And like, okay, that's cool. So like, I was totally like fine. Like, you know, I wanted to like kiss her, and I wasn't trying to, you know, hump her leg or anything like that. It was like a lot of misconceptions about me out there, but, you know, we hugged a couple times, and, you know, I was like, and, you know, and we kind of like had hands together, like our hand was together, like before we left, you know, like the hand, we kind of just like, our hands kind of like, I don't know how to say it. Like we kind of like rubbed our hands together when we left, you know what I mean?
Cause you were cold?
No, like just like, you know, like, hey, you know, I was like, I'm kind of into you. And she kind of a little bit of that signal back, and, you know, and I left, and I was, you know, I was happy with how the date went. She wasn't a psycho, you know, so I don't know. Like, we'll all probably go out with her again.
Okay.
Well, so this wasn't like a crazy date story, I know, but, you know, it's the ones that I should be telling on the story, on the show.
Yeah. Here's to respecting women, as, the kid from Superbad said.
You got something queued up?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. All right. So yeah, not a crazy hilarious story, but it that's the dating story for this week.
Well, I don't have to say about that. I like the chaotic stuff.
Yeah, right. I know, but you know, this is what Michael should be doing.
Involved with a nice good girl.
Yes. Exactly. So there we go. So
maybe we should play a game just to find Captain a partner and like a dating game.
That would be fun. Do you think people would call up and want to join?
I don't know. I don't know how it would be done, but it would be done somehow.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm game for it, you know, whatever. I just sit here in my garage most of the time and smoke a cigar and watch Bulls basketball on my phone.
Oh, you stud muffin.
I know. I'm really fun. So, let me see here. Anyway, should we move on?
Yeah.
You want to talk some pro wrestling?
Is that next?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so WWE had their Survivor Series. I always looked forward to Survivor Series, just knowing that it was Thanksgiving and had some days off and everything like that. So Survivor Series, I watched. I for, you know, for whatever reason, I wasn't too, I'm going to watch it, but, you know, but I really enjoyed it for the most part. Let's see, the Becky Lynch and Charlotte match, I was super into. I love Becky Lynch's, like, just her demeanor, and like she like sells it. Like, I don't know if there's real heat between Charlotte and Becky, but Becky sure makes it seem like it is. Did you watch Survivor Series at all?
No, I did not.
Come on, bro.
And then like that, like, bench, should it not?
Or no? You know what? I think they're saving that for night one of WrestleMania.
What, Charlotte and Becky again?
Mm-hmm. Well, this time it won't be. Wasn't it a?
Well, last time it was. It was
three-way.
Was WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, Bianca and Sasha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But but Becky Lynch ended up winning. Some underhanded tactics, which I didn't think was necessary, but you know, she's a quote unquote heel. But you know what? It's like people want to love Becky Lynch, and this whole big time Bex, you know, and her kind of acting like her husband Seth Rollins.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's I don't think it's gonna work because people love her. They don't like Charlotte. Like, I don't get me wrong. I like Charlotte because I think she's most of the time she's good in the ring, and she's a good pro wrestler, but you know, she's just more of a heel. Like, that's just what she does. And Becky being, I guess, the heel in this didn't work because everybody wanted Becky Lynch to win.
Right. And Becky, I hear her interviews off, like, on different media conglomerates or whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. She just speaks from the heart. She's real.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like really devoted to the craft, and you got to respect that. I've always been a fan of Becky Lynch.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember you bought the man shirt and everything like that.
Yeah. It was like a buy one, get one half off or something. I think I got two Becky Lynch shirts.
Yeah. So, consider me a fan of Becky Lynch. I enjoy her stuff. I miss Bayley too, by the way.
Good old Bayley.
Yep. She got all buggered up with her knee right before they went back to the crowds, but I'll be looking forward to her comeback. And let me see. Another match that I was looking forward to was Karrion Kross versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I'm a fan of Shinsuke Nakamura. It kind of ended goofy.
Karrion Kross got released.
Not Karrion Kross. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Damian Priest.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, the U.S. title versus the Intercontinental title. Uh-huh. And that's the thing I love. I do like this kind of new format that they've been doing the last few years is, you know, champion versus champion. None of it. The titles aren't on the line, but it's usually just good. It's just good entertainment, good pro wrestling. And I was looking forward to that match, and it was good for a while. And then, God, I can't remember who hit, you know, that guy that's been playing the guitar for him.
Yeah. Rick Dobbs or something.
Rick Boogs or something like that.
Yeah. Huh?
They took his guitar and hit him over the head, and then and then Damian Priest hit Shinsuke with the guitar, and then it was a DQ and stuff. So I don't know if Damian Priest is kind of going to turn heel, because it kind of seemed like it, but I don't know.
I like Damian Priest. I like
Shinsuke,
but I didn't see the match, so I can't comment on
exactly. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Damian Priest. He's got to grow on me, I guess. I don't know. That's what I thought Karrion Kross was going to have to do. He'd grow on me, because I wasn't really into him, but that ain't happening no more.
I mean, you probably would have been if they wouldn't have took Scarlett away from him and his entrance and his music and all that stuff. I mean, that was part of the coolness of it, but
yeah,
not on the main roster.
No. And then, let's see, this is what I didn't like. The women's Raw versus SmackDown. And I'll tell you why, is because SmackDown was just dominating, right? Dominating, dominating, dominating. And they're down to 4-1, Bianca Belair. But you know what I said? As soon as that happened, well, Bianca's going to win. Because immediately there was infighting with the SmackDown women, intentionally getting Sasha Banks counted out, stuff like that. But they didn't want, and I've heard, like, they didn't want Sasha Banks to eat a pin. You know, they wanted to protect her. So they got her counted out, and I think somebody else got counted out, and then Bianca Belair ended up winning. Like, that was pretty damn predictable. So,
and then she got, and then she won, what, the 4-on-1? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. When it was 4-on-1, she won.
And she got beat in 28 seconds by Becky.
I told you what that was about, though.
No, it's just, I don't make any
she
sense.
Didn't, she prepared for Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
She didn't prepare for Becky Lynch.
Oh, she didn't prepare to get rock bottom by a 110-pound woman? Get out of here.
Come on. Kayfabe it a little bit, buddy. and then
I'm pretty sure Bianca Belair could, like, gorilla press me or you. You know what I mean?
At the same time.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she's I like Bianca Belair, but I did not like that match. And you know who I'm getting? I hate that I'm tired of her because she seems like she's a good person, is Natalya. I just like, how is she surviving all these cuts? I'm sure it's just because of her family. That's probably the answer, but I don't know. I guess she's a good hand to have. You know, she's good, I guess. I don't know. Do you like Shotzi Blackheart?
I've never really seen her in the ring. I've seen like her attire and her ring gear and stuff or whatever. She looks cool, got green hair, little tank or something, right?
Yeah, she has a girlfriend. I guess she's a lesbian, I guess, and her girlfriend is like wow, wow hot. But okay, so the Raw men's
Survivor Series?
Yeah, Survivor Series. Raw beat SmackDown. Seth Rollins pinned Austin Theory. Got the win there. Let's see. I'm trying to remember everything.
When did the egg make an appearance? We got to talk about the egg.
The egg. I think it was like almost at the beginning of the show. Because a limo pulled up and I was like, ooh, cool. I haven't seen a good limo pull up in a wrestling show in a while. And Vince McMahon shows up all happy with this big golden egg. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Because I hadn't seen The Rock's new movie on Netflix yet.
Right. I got a billion-dollar egg right here.
Right.
I watched the movie. The movie wasn't bad. I actually liked the movie.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was going to be Cheeseball City, you know, but with, you know, Ryan Reynolds and The Rock, I just thought it was going to be like super cheesy and lame, but it was good. It was a good movie.
Gotcha.
Check it out. It's pretty good.
Yeah, decent. I'm going to. I'll probably wait for my kids to watch that show when I get them next. And let me see here. So, okay. I want to talk about the main event.
Roman what?
Roman Reigns versus Big E. I thought was a great match. I love Roman Reigns. I think Paul Heyman is he's so good. Like just the way he acts with Roman Reigns, everything Paul Heyman does. I think everything Paul Heyman has ever done in WWE has been just about perfect. Like he plays that character. He plays that little manager, that like dirty, greasy manager, and like he just plays that to a T, and I love it. And just the way he hands Roman Reigns the belt, you know, is just like, it's just perfect. I just love it. And Roman has, he's kind of got this, you know, he's got this unbeatable persona, and he's just a badass, and I love it. And you know, Big E is cementing himself as a pretty damn good champion. I wasn't sure about that. I didn't think he was WWE champion worthy, and I don't know why. I just didn't see it. Maybe it's the goofy, you know, the goofiness that comes along with New Day, which I love. Don't twist my words.
You just called them goofy, so that just defeats everything you've ever said about them.
No, it's not. You know, no. New Day is fun.
All-time championship team goofy ever.
New Day is fun, and it's it's entertainment.
You said goofy.
It is goofy, but it's fun.
All right. Okay, I get you.
Yeah, and like, but he's. You know, he's doing a good job, and it was a really good match. You know, they had some near falls, and Roman ended up winning, and it was good. I mean, you knew Roman was going to win, but it was a good match.
Roman needs to have him undefeated for like 3 years.
Hey, you. This is the knock on WWE is that they pass those titles around.
Yeah, but it's a long time though.
Like it's a football.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time since that happened.
Roman is a spectacle. They've done everything right with him, and I hope it continues.
I wonder what his salary is since they do all these budget cuts. They got to be what, $6 million?
I would imagine that Roman Reigns could walk back to Vince McMahon's office and just give him the finger and tell him to F off, and there's nothing they would do.
Yeah, I saw this video of there's like a deli in New York that extreme like type of sandwiches, and Big E was there and got the guy to put booty-os in the sandwich.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like a triple hamburger. It was like a double hamburger with a chicken filet patty or something, and booty-os and all this melted cheese and stuff. It looked so good.
Yeah, that's funny. So, so that was it. And then, so the golden egg was stolen.
Somebody stole my egg.
Or the egg and the $1 million. Egg. Yeah, right. And then, it kind of had me intrigued, like, oh, God, who stole the egg? Is this going to be somebody new? What's going to happen?
People were thinking it was The Rock because it's what they did the whole time. They mentioned him during the whole pay-per-view from what I heard.
Yeah.
You know, because yeah, it was from his movie.
I was kind of hoping, and I knew it was a long shot, that after Roman won – we would hear Rock's music, and you know they would have a face-to-face encounter, and like, oh shit, this is happening, WrestleMania, here we come. But it never happened. But
like, do like a video via satellite type of thing, like you can't do nothing.
It beats me. I would imagine the Rock schedule is insane, and. That I'm sure it probably is,
but you know, he time, you know what I mean, for a video, for a little 10 second video or something, you know, that would be it. But
I would agree with you on that. I was reading something about The Rock and like what it would take to get The Rock to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Well, what do you say? Did he legit say this, or was it just like
No. This is just like a reputable wrestling news source saying that if the WWE were to get The Rock against in WrestleMania, they would have to pay him his movie fees. And that's about $20 to $25 million.
Ooh, yeah. Holy God.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Not. I mean, they're making all these record profits every quarter. Why not? That's chump change.
I don't know. I don't think it's happening. I would love it, but you know what? WrestleMania is coming up and they know The Rock is wrestling. Like, that's just That's gonna create a lot of buzz, and that's gonna make a lot of money for WWE. So maybe Vince McMahon will decide it's worth it. Who knows?
A year, The Rock's gonna come back to WrestleMania. Like, if you want to make your money over tenfold, think of all the merchandise that gets sold, all the buys anymore. You just do it from the network. So that, you know, I don't think you coop your money that way, but.
You know, you still can buy a pay-per-view.
Yeah, but
Jim Cornette does that.
Yeah. he don't want to belong to any kind of subscription or something, I guess.
He hates the Peacock Network, so he pays $50 to watch the pay-per-views.
Well, I mean, if The Rock was, you would have to charge for that, honestly, right? Somehow, mm-hmm. You'd have to be like, oh, it's available on Peacock Premium or some crap.
I just upgraded to Peacock Premium, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, so no commercials anymore.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know what I was looking at? I was like, $4.99 for, you know, everything for Peacock but commercials. But if you upgraded to the $5 one, there's no commercials. I'm like, okay, I'll give you an extra penny.
It was an extra penny?
It was a penny.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so, if you want to make history and get, you pay The Rock his movie fee, why not? It's a no-brainer, really.
Hey, man, I would love it. Like, I hope they do it. I don't know. We'll see.
That'd be pretty cool. Like, honestly.
Yeah. Can I talk a little bit about our buddy Dave Meltzer?
Well, we got a fan that attacked Seth Rollins.
Yeah,
feared him.
My buddy Colby Lopez. He was blindsided by a fat guy, and the guy got him down.
The guy.
You told me something interesting last night about what happened. What was that that happened? Why he did that?
That corner like a cannon, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I just heard different stories on the internet. There was one that he got catfished by Seth Rollins' account or something, and mm-hmm. obviously, like, he's not the smartest guy in the world,
right?
And there was another one that he did it for the Bloodline, for Roman Reigns and the Usos and all that stuff.
So some fake Seth Rollins on Twitter or Facebook, wherever, was probably talking shit to this guy and got this guy so mad, he bought a ticket and he tackled Seth Rollins.
Yeah. And like, when it first happened, there's people, oh, he's an AEW mark, he's got to be. And it's like, no, it's like it's his own fan.
Yeah. Yeah. And Seth, I have it on good authority that Seth caught a lot of shit from wrestlers for lighthearted shit, for not like beating the shit out of that guy.
Well, by the time the kid speared him, there was like four people trying to get the kid off of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what can you do? You can go, I'm like, try to stomp his head in.
He did have him like in a, he did end up getting him like in a headlock or something like that.
Yeah, he got him in a guillotine. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Seth Rollins, is that all you got? I think he called him a mother effer or something like that.
He called him boy too. I don't know what to think about that. But
is that all you got, boy? Yeah, that's right. He did.
Yeah,
he did.
In some places where I'm from, that's not really cool. But hey, whatever.
Well, you get blindsided by somebody, you know. All bets are off.
I would have said, "I'm a bitch." Y'all, you got bitch. we've been watching. We've been watching. This show called Snowfall. You ever seen that?
No.
Oh my god, check it out. It's so good. But yeah, anyway, that's a little show placement there. It's got nothing to do with wrestling. I'm just kind of random.
Yeah. So, do you remember that? So speaking of the wrestler getting Seth Rollins getting attacked again. Do you remember that big, huge, built bodyguard they always had on the side of the ring, especially during the Attitude Era?
No, I mean, not particularly. I went to like a house show back in the day, but Like I'm not stupid enough to try to go over the barricade to go against.
No, man. There's that famous video of a wrestler trying to attack Stone Cold in Triple H, and the referee just beat the shit out of him.
The referee did?
What's that?
The referee or Triple H?
The both. Like, it was Triple H grabbed him and was beating the shit out of him, and then the referee, it was Mark Chioda. He was kicking the guy in the head and everything. It's like, holy shit. So,
You don't ever do dumb. Why would you do that?
I don't know. Like, you know, guy, like there's guys walking around, and I'm sure there's females walking around that, you know, that they take this shit personally, and they really think that wrestling is really, really real.
Well, this is like the underbelly of the IWC right here. Okay, mm-hmm. A lot of these accounts brag about being blocked by certain wrestlers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't get at all. Why would you brag about that? But you know,
because
you get under their skin and piss them off. You're a troll, but whatever. And then there's the accounts with the wrestler's profile picture that's not them,
right?
And they got
they say the most like
just toxic stuff that you'd ever
speaking of toxic. Yeah. Did you see what Chavo Guerrero said about Seth Rollins getting attacked?
Chavo? No, I haven't.
Yeah. He said something in the line of effect. He's like, I remember when something like wrestlers were tougher than the fans or something like that. And direct, I mean, just unnecessary shit. It's like, come on, Chavo. He was blindsided.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But like, anyway.
That's why I don't get like heavily involved. And it's toxic, bro. It's just it's not
good. It's terrible. If anybody's listening to the show and they want to like look up AEW or WWE and just like look at timeline, or look at what people tweet, it's just awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody is smarter than the next person. It makes Bears Twitter look like heaven.
Like what?
It makes it look like heaven. Like it looks like it's a nice, peaceful place.
Yeah. Bears Twitter's toxic.
Well, it's toxic as shit, but wrestling fans are... God.
I take myself back and I read some of the stuff. I'm like, who? Jesus, man. This is...
Mm-hmm.
They actually... It's just something for our entertainment.
If you take it... Or you hate... Like, if they hate something, they hate it. Like, they hate it.
Yes. Yes. Hate.
If there was a word beyond hate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, beyond hate. Like, loathe. It's like, I don't. If I hate something so much, I don't want to talk about how much I hate it. I mean, I guess I do with, like, Duke and stuff. That's kind of different. Like, I don't just pour on to hating something 24/7. Like, you get, like, what's the fun of that?
Well, it's weird, and I like
those people got to get laid, honestly.
It's weird. It is weird because it's a scripted show, you know, and like you hate Duke, but that's not scripted. That's I think that's more.
I think it's acceptable. More rigged. That is more rigged than wrestling, honestly.
Hey, with me gambling every once in a while, I kind of get what you're saying, but
I want to gamble. Yeah.
All right, so we talked about WWE Survivor Series. We talked about my buddy Seth Rollins getting attacked by a fan. We should go on to AEW news.
Stuff.
Yeah, I was. I came across something interesting. When did MJF wrestle Darby? Was that at the last pay per view, Darby Allin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our buddy Dave Meltzer gave that a 4.5 stars. Would you agree with that?
I don't get the whole star rating stuff.
Okay, but from what I've gathered,
I mean, it was a really good match to start off and to set the tone for the pay-per-view.
From what I've gathered from people, is that it was the match of the night. Would you agree with that?
It was up there.
Okay, 4.5 stars. Do you want to know what the Young Bucks match got that night?
I don't know.
Okay, Dave Meltzer gave 5 stars. Okay.
The Young Bucks and Adam Cole against the Jurassic.
That was a 5-star match.
It was.
Yep. And not to be outdone, because he didn't want to upset his buddy Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page. He gave him 5.5 stars. And just to put this in context for you, 5.5 stars is more than any Ric Flair match, any Terry Funk match, any Ricky the Steamboat Dragon match, and so on. Big stars. Never got 5.5 stars. What is Dave Meltzer doing?
I don't know.
I mean, he's so clearly in AEW's payroll, it's not even funny. Okay, this is the last I'll say about it because I can just beat a dead horse forever. The best friends match against Santana and Ortiz, a parking lot match.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Dave Meltzer gave that, I don't know if it was 4 stars, 4.5 stars. I don't remember. That star rating for that match got higher than any match than Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Randy Savage, any Chris Benoit match, any Kurt Angle match, and any Mr. Perfect match. That match, according to Dave Meltzer, was better than any of their matches.
That was a really good match, though, just to put it in perspective. Santana Ortiz.
But you see how ridiculous this is, right?
Bring it, bro. Well, I mean, if the guy was doing all this with WWE wrestlers and matches, you wouldn't have anything to bitch about. You wouldn't even mention it, so.
Now, you are deflecting from my point.
What's the point?
The point is that Dave Meltzer is just, he's no longer a reputable news source. And whether he actually ever was, that's debatable. I don't know. But he is so in the camp of AEW, it's ridiculous.
Well, he's always gave star ratings, even back in the 80s. So, AEW wasn't
around
back then.
Well, I know he's given star ratings, but you can't tell me that a parking lot match has been better than Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels and Randy Savage and Chris Benoit, Kurt Angle, and Mr. Perfect matches. You can't.
I mean,
no wrestling fan, even the most hardcore AEW fan, can't say that.
I mean, maybe Shawn Michaels matches.
Oh, come on.
Probably.
No. Anyway, so.
I think it's like this. People hate him and they hate Cornette. I appreciate both of them and the context that they bring. Like, do I take them as like gospel? No, I don't. But I know they've been this a long time for a reason. There's a reason why he's still relevant. Take it or leave it.
He wants to stay relevant by giving the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega 5-star matches all the time. That's how he stays relevant, and that's how he stays. That's how he stays in the payroll for AEW.
Kenny Omega is a good wrestler, whether you argue about it or not. That's just the way it is. And match with Hank, pretty good match.
I'm not saying he is a bad wrestler. I'm just saying that it's ridiculous.
I know people hate the Young Bucks because of how they look and all this other crap, but like they tone down the gymnastics stuff.
Yeah. But,
I mean, they have a little. They've toned down the choreography.
Okay, but they had a spot fest. They had a spot show, a spot fest show in Chicago, at was it All In or whatever it was?
It was All Out. It was with the Lucha Brothers.
All Out. Yeah. Yep. I mean, okay, I believe you, but. All right, so we're on AEW. What is going on in AEW anyway?
I couldn't even tell you right now.
No, you watch it all the time.
Yeah, but I haven't been paying like total attention to the details about stuff. Punk is feuding with MJF, or he's going to feud with MJF. They had like a 20-minute promo.
Mm-hmm.
They had a 20-minute segment on Dynamite. They mentioned a lot of. I thought you would, get enraged about it, but you really didn't.
Yeah, actually, because I don't know what they said.
Yeah, you probably didn't hear it, so.
I'm surprised I didn't hear it.
you did, because then you'll start text, you'll start tweeting at Vince McMahon, and he won't respond. So,
can you tell me one wrestler they brought up?
Triple H.
They did.
Yeah, the King of Kings, isn't that Triple H?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Why did they bring him up?
And that he was second fiddle to Cena and Triple H.
Come on. Listen, Triple H is one of the best wrestlers of all time. And if, okay, he played second fiddle to The Rock, well, guess what? So did everybody else.
And Punk called him a lesser famous Miz.
They called who a lesser? Oh, he called MJF a lesser?
Yeah.
The
Miz has a super hot wife. He can't deny that, so it's good for him.
Yeah, the Miz is okay. I don't know why CM Punk always has to bring up WWE guys, but it is what it is.
I think MJF kind of initiated the whole shit. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, who's he going to compare it to him? AEW? He's a lesser version of who? No one. So, yeah. Then Riho put herself back into the title picture last night on Rampage.
Riho? Okay.
She beat Britt. She beat Britt Baker.
Oh, really? How did she beat Britt Baker? Was it clean?
Yeah, it was. I think it was clean. So, and then she gets another title shot if she did beat Britt. So,
oh, okay.
I'm not really crazy about giving her a title shot right off the bat, but whatever.
Then the hell aren't they giving Thunder Rosa shots at this title?
Well, no, it's this. That's another thing. They're doing women's champion tournament, and Thunder Rosa is in it, and she beat Jamie Hayter last week, and she'll go on to face Jade Cargill. And
I like to refer as Jamie Hayter as the dollar store version of Becky Lynch.
Oh, she's more put together than Becky, if you know what I mean.
Nope.
I mean, look at the backs of them. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. So the women's, I got Thunder Rosa winning, but I don't know. They might give it a. I hope Cargill. I don't think she's ready. I mean, she's got a good streak. It's like a Goldberg S type streak, but I think Thunder Rosa deserves it.
They got to give it to Thunder Rosa.
They got to. I mean, why? Like, she's a fan favorite. Like, everywhere she goes, her music starts playing. Like,
right.
Yeah, she deserves it, honestly. Like, her Serena Deeb, and I'm right now.
Like, I wish Thunder Rosa was in WWE. I do.
Yeah, well,
like, I think if somebody were to ask me, who do you want to take? You can take any wrestler from AEW now and put him in WWE. Thunder Rosa would be right there as like a consideration.
Right.
You know, like that's an interesting thing. Like, J-Rock, off the top of your head, if you were to take any wrestler from WWE right now and place him in AEW, who would you pick?
AJ.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I see that. That's a good choice.
I mean, it might come true if they keep releasing all these guys and let the contracts expire.
I don't think they'll ever let AJ go. Vince McMahon loves him.
Yeah, he likes money way better.
Well, yeah, he does. He does.
I could save $10 million cutting these guys and getting a Rock in. I'll do it, you know, whatever. But like Kevin Owens' contract is expiring in January, right?
As far as I know, I mean, but he's still involved in like major storylines, but that doesn't mean anything anymore because, you know, Daniel Bryan was in the main event at WrestleMania and he's in AEW now. So,
well,
I don't know.
Daniel Bryan Bryan Danielson did mention WrestleMania in a segment on Dynamite.
I heard that. I saw that.
And then everybody booed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But he was playing the heel. That he's literally kicking everybody's heads in. That's what he said he was going to do when he came. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think he kicked a tooth out of Colt Cabana's head, and he like picked it up and was like showing it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very proud of it. And
yeah.
Yeah, I would take AJ, and I think, you know, Kevin Owens, he might jump ship too. I mean, he's got the same buddies over there right now.
I mean, he might.
I would flip out if they got Kevin Owens.
Oh God, I don't want to be around if that happens. I'm deleting Twitter if that happens.
You could put the title on him, or you could put the TNT title on him. It would be pretty damn cool.
I hope WWE puts a title on Kevin Owens soon, so he doesn't leave. I don't want him to go.
Well, you know, Vince don't like the guys who are like not in super great shape. So,
well, maybe, but I mean, he's put the title on him before, and he's, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
It wasn't good runs either. That's the thing that kind of pissed me off about it, if I do recall. You know
what?
His title run wasn't that great because.
Well, then getting squashed by Goldberg.
Yeah, he got squashed. He'd always take these like big bumps in the matches, especially in like the ladder matches.
Yeah.
The bumps he would take was just crazy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's not dead. Like that would just break my back in half, those bumps he took. And
I know.
I've seen. He puts it all out there. I like Kevin Owens, always have.
Right. I think I would take Adam Cole back.
Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah. Adam Cole left WWE to be Kenny Omega's lackey.
No, he didn't. They're not even they don't really even acknowledge each other on the show and the storylines right now.
He's just a guy. He's just a guy in AEW now.
I don't know. He's not just a guy. Like, he gets a lot of fan reaction. The crowd is into his boom, all that stuff. They're into all of it. They're into the Adam Cole. They scream it out loud when he does it.
I thought he could be WWE champion someday, even though he's not big. And I know Vince wants big guys, but I really liked Adam Cole, but whatever.
You know, he's got a toughness about him. I mean, he is a little guy, but he acts all, like I said about Darby. Darby's like serious and intense. You believe it. You don't, you know, though he's small, you believe he's like, he don't joke around. He don't laugh or any of that stuff. So you take him seriously.
What is up with Billy Gunn? Like, why does he look so good and he's like 50 something?
Lots of steroids, bro, and diet.
My God. Like compare him to Sting. Like, Sting is, what is he, 62, 63?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sting comes out in pretty much a full body suit, and you got this guy, Billy Gunn, who's like 5 years younger than him, whatever, and he's jacked as shit. Looks like he's always done. Like, he looks like
Billy Gunn. Billy Gunn could like
in those bodybuilding
competitions and win them. That's just how it is, bro. It's unfair. Like, it's like, man, come on, really? You can't ever let yourself go. And like, no, he's like, no, I'm gonna get ripper. I'm gonna get more ripped and more bigger.
I hope he does. Yeah. I mean, I hope he's not taking steroids, because a guy that old taking steroids is not good.
He might not be anymore, but God, man, he's so jacked and ripped. It's just, man, I'm not even jealous. That's the thing about it. I'm like, good grief.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty incredible. So, anyway, so anything else going on AEW? Was it a big Dynamite? Because our buddy Jeff Bartlett was bringing up the Dynamite, how good it was.
Oh, we was talking about the promo that I mentioned earlier.
Oh, between MJF and CM Punk?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
That was the pre-Thanksgiving Dynamite. Rampage was on last night. I caught like maybe 10 minutes of it because I was watching that bullshit game. So...
Mm-hmm.
I might need to go back and watch it, but the Friday night ratings Rampage are not good, man. They need to do something. They need to change it.
What was the last rating? Do you remember?
Well, they did like early ratings today. It was like maybe 400,000.
Oh God.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock slot is a killer. Like, no, you know what I mean? Like, no one's going to like watch stuff at 10 o'clock.
Well, you know, I haven't looked at the ratings this week, but I imagine SmackDown's was probably down too. You know, it's just like it's Friday after Thanksgiving. People are probably out getting drunk with families and stuff like that. I imagine that's probably why it was down so much, but they have been averaging somewhere around five, mid five, somewhere around there, right?
Mid five, what, 500,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine that next week it'll be up, but yeah, that's not
like,
good.
I don't know. I mean, they're putting on good matches. I can't fault them for the card lineup and stuff, but you know, it is what it is. They need to move it to a different time. It's not 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's too late.
Do you? Okay.
They announced another event in Charlotte called the Battle of the Belts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of bummed out because like I already paid tickets for Dynamite, and then this came up. And this is on a Saturday, and I'm like, oh man, it's on a Saturday. Like,
but, man, you're.
I want a Saturday show, you know.
Just buy the damn tickets, then.
Oh, it's in Charlotte. I got to get a room and all kinds of stuff, and then.
Oh, let's pretend you're not rolling in dough right now. All right, buddy.
No, this is how people keep rolling in dough: is when they save their money and be stingy.
Hey, you know what? That's a hell of a point. That's probably the best point you've made on this show ever.
I've made way better points than that, but whatever.
Yeah. Anyway. So,
Oh, so there's a wrestling account. Her name's Jessie.
And she, oh yeah.
She's been going through some really like, bro. So, I just, you know, let's just pray for her. It looks bad, but she's tough. I think she'll make it through.
I've seen that. I don't know what's going on with, like, she's something about her digestive system or something like that.
But she's got, like, her colon out and some intestines. It's crazy. Like, you know, she's super skinny. I mean, she was thin to begin with, bro. She's, like, super, super duper skinny now. And she's on a liquid diet. And I don't know what's going on, like, medically. But yeah, man, like. We gotta just, you know, wish she gets better because she's a really positive account in the toxic IWC, to be honest.
Yeah. I've gone to her page a few times and looked at her pics. Like she's beautiful.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
she's a good influence on the community. We cannot lose her.
No. So Jesse, you know, best wishes. Hope you get better and prayers and stuff like that for you. So yeah. All that good stuff.
Then our very own Georgia, she had, you know, her father passed away, and condolences to her and her family.
Yeah, and Georgia is another one of those. She's a light in the IWC community.
Yeah, it's always the women, bro. The women are like the voice of reason in the wrestling community. Yeah, bro.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, Georgia's very sweet. So anyway, have we said it all, J-Rock?
Pretty sure we did.
All right. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed.
I'll add some different music to this. So if you don't like it, I'm sorry.
It's all good. Anyway, so, you know, we'll be back. Hopefully we'll be back soon. I enjoyed this show very much.
I did too. That's just what I'm supposed to tell you. I loved it also. This is what I do.
All right. Well, everybody, we will see you back shortly, and thank you for listening.
Happy holidays.